We're doing the Magid Midivna Sefer Midot. We're up to page Reish Mem Gimel, the sixth chapter of Shaar Avodat Elokim. The Magid Midivna says, "Atan nivere echut haskama umekora." We discussed that most of our failings, page Reish Mem Gimel, most of our failings in life, most of our frustrations stem from this point, the point we're about to address in this chapter, as we've discussed previously, the question of how resolved we are. Meaning, we very often think, I'd like to lose 50 pounds. I'd like to get up early in the morning. I'd like to have kavanah in my tefillah. And as we discussed earlier, what we really mean is, I would like to be a person who did that already. I want the accomplishment, but I haven't really decided to do the work. And at the core of the issue is a person's decision. Did I really make a decision? Because if we really make a decision, we can do a lot. But we don't really make a decision. We have a desire to have accomplished, but not the decision to work. And so, the Magid Midivna says, now we are going to discuss the essence of decision-making, where it comes from. Asher imimenu tetze v'ayta kegan raveu chumotzamayim asher lo yechazevu meimav. That if you have a real decision, so then it's like a garden that has a surplus of water, a garden that has a stream that's consistently feeding it. Ki haskama niknet b'shlosha drachim. Because if you want real decision, there are three routes to acquiring, to accomplishing real decision. Ha'achat, ki libo nitpate me'azulat, ha'omed lenegdo, u'mefateu, u'mdaber al libo, ad asher yinyehu el inyan la'asoto. Number one, there's someone out there who's trying to convince you. There's a seller, he's telling you why you should buy this. There's a child who's trying to persuade you, chavrusa. So one type of decision is when someone's actually trying to convince us. But you haven't really come to that decision. It's your friend that's pushing you into it. We don't have to discuss this at length. That's not a decision that lasts. That's when you convince someone that they have to stop smoking and you talk to them and talk to them and finally they agree, I'm quitting smoking. And you know 2 days later they're smoking again. Because you were very convinced that they should make a move. That doesn't mean they were convinced. Because if the person's heart wasn't moved, if his decision wasn't moved, but there's someone else's excitement, someone else's influence, someone else's decision that motivates me, well, that doesn't last for too long. So we don't have to talk about that. Shenit, ההסכמה מצד ההכרח. The second type of decision is when we're forced into it. כמו לשתות סמים אמרים, like taking bitter medication. מהירתו אשר בלעדם יהיה כאבון נצח ומכתו אנושה. Because a person's worried, without the medication, then his pain will be everlasting and his disease or his wound might be lethal. וההסכמה הזאת, גם אם תהיה חזקה, and even if you make a strong decision, you're going to do it, nonetheless, you don't like it. The doctor tells him, you keep smoking, you should go invest in a will, invest in a grave, you got 6 months to live. And he believes the doctor. So then he could come to a decision, but he doesn't like his decision. The person, when he looks at that decision, it's a bad decision. It's something he doesn't like. He's doing something because he's forced. And so it weighs down on him. וכאשר התחיל לעשותו, and as a person begins acting on that decision, הוא צופה ומשתוקק להגיע כרגע להחליטו. He is consistently waiting to be done with it, because he was forced into it. כל שכן כן שמחה ועונג במעשהו. You could be sure, there's no happiness or joy, no pleasure in that action. ואם תהיה עבודת האלוקים מוסכמת אצל האדם לסיבת ההכרח, כי אין מנוס מפניו יתברך, and even if a person decides, I have to serve Hashem, he does Pascal's wager. Either there is a God or there isn't a God. If there isn't a God and I was a moral person, okay, I lived a moral life. If there is a God and I wasn't a moral person, then I lost much more than I lost if I was a moral person. So he works out of some kind of logic, out of some kind of fear. He says, there's no escape. And he knows that if he turns his back on the works, then God's going to take him to task. That's not the type of service that Hashem takes pride in. It doesn't stem from a good heart. It's like a person that you put a gun to his head and he says, I'm interested. So, that's not really the way we want to come to decisions. Kmo shamu chazal, haoseh tfilato keven, tfilato tachnunim. Our sages say, if one's prayer is a set thing, so then his prayer doesn't impact. It's not an expression of your pleading, your wants, your desires. Ma'keva, the Gemara asks, what does it mean that his prayer is a consistent thing? Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baride, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, kol shtvilato domalav kemasui. That's a person who views prayer as a load. Boy, I got to get it done. So then it says the prayer doesn't have too much of an impact. Umagam ki kvar nitba lemala shkol hakochot nimshachim achar hachefetz. And we've already discussed that the things we like, they really guide us in life. It's our desires. It's our preferences. It's not the things that we feel I must do. It's the things we feel I want to do. Go ask yourself, how much time do you spend doing what you must do? And how much time do you spend doing what you want to do? And he expanded on this earlier. So the second type of decision is when we're forced into it. Sometimes we'll be consistent because we realize how important it is, but that's not really a good decision. That's not how we want to lead our lives. Shlishit. But the third type of decision, haskamat alev ba'avu arevut ha'davar v'no'amo. That's when a person decides, and his decision stems from his realization that this is something pleasant, this is something he wants. And that's part of the tools that they give a person. You want to dream a dream, so envisage where you want to get to. You want to be a CEO, so think about it. Try to imagine that suitcase, try to imagine that job, try to imagine that income, try to imagine all the things you can imagine about what's pleasant about it, and then your decision will be worthwhile. Tov le'machal v'tava la'inayim. Tastes good, it's enticing. And then a person chooses it because he thinks it's going to be sweet. And then his desire is strong, he is brazen, he is insistent to attain his dream. Even though it's something that he doesn't really need. We have many things that way, that we really, really want. There was a girl who wanted to marry the top guy in the yeshiva in Lakewood. And they kept telling her he's not interested. They tried setting her up with him, and every time he turned it down. So what'd she do? Anytime she had to leave her house, she'd go by the window where he sat and learned. Anytime she had to go back, she'd go by the window where he sat and learned. She spent a few months just walking by the window, hoping he'd take note. She's married to him today. This is one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Lakewood today. But his wife, she knew what she wanted. So she did everything she could to get there. She got it. So when a person wants something, and when he's decided that this is what he wants in life, then he's willing to invest in it. And then even if it's not the most important thing to him, he's going to invest in it. And sometimes a person doesn't even need it. Think of a trip you want to take. You want to go through a garden, you want to go through an orchard, you want to eat fresh fruit. Person's very happy when he can go on that vacation. He's pretty upset when it doesn't work out. He doesn't really need it. But there are a lot of things that we're willing to invest a lot of effort, and that's because we've come to the decision because we like it. And that's where we want to get to. We want to get to a point where we're making decisions based on what we like, and what we like is what we should like. And that's the direction we're going to work now. Next time we'll pick up with how we use this tool we just learned, this understanding of the three types of decisions we make, and how we can evolve between them and develop ourselves.